Tefillah for Life, Shir number 38, Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. The first bracha that we make after Al Netilas Yadayim, which we explain the purpose of Al Netilas Yadayim, is to prepare ourselves for Avodas Hashem. Then we focus on the next bracha. The next bracha that we make is the bracha of Asher Yatzar. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that although our minig is to only make the bracha after a person uses the bathroom, even in the morning, but the Mishnah Berurah brings from some Rishayim that hold that even if a person does not use it, he still makes Asher Yatzar, because the bracha of Asher Yatzar is a general bracha which thanks Hashem for the guf, for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the guf. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that the bracha of Elokei Neshama, which we say after Asher Yatzar, thanks Hashem for the neshama. So really, let's think about that for a minute. That means even if we understand the way we do it, that a person says Asher Yatzar only after he goes to the bathroom, but also this fact doesn't change. The bracha of Asher Yatzar is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the guf, and the bracha of Elokei Neshama is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the neshama. So that is the first thing that we do after Al Netilas Yadayim, is make two specific brachas, one for the guf and one for the neshama. And we have to understand, because really the neshama is more important than the guf. Yet we focus first on the guf, we say Asher Yatzar, and then we say Elokei Neshama, focusing on the neshama. And the reason is because brachas are unique. Brachas are specific. The purpose of brachas is to internalize that whatever we meet up with in life, it's just a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. And that's why we make brachas in certain opportune times. Because the purpose of the bracha is that I understand that what I have or that what I'm doing comes from Hashem. I am directly relating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm making a bracha to thank Hashem for my guf and for my neshama, although my neshama is of course much more chashiv than my guf, but the first thing that I should realize is the guf, that I can see, that I can feel, that I understand. And therefore the bracha of Asher Yatzar is first, because we first thank for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that we perceive, for things that we can see in front of us, then we thank Hashem for the neshama. Because that's the purpose of a bracha, to realize that what we see doesn't come by itself, it comes from Hashem. And this is interesting, because although Moida Ani, which we discussed earlier, primarily mentions the neshama and not the guf, but that's not a bracha. That's just a thanks to Hashem. The purpose of a bracha is to realize that everything that we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Chazal were misakin 100 brachas, and therefore brachas are specifically practical. They are for things that we can relate to. And that's why we first thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the guf, because that's something that we can relate to, and then for the neshama. So when we make Asher Yatzar, we will let Hashem explain the concept of the bracha. But when we make it, we have to realize that this is a bracha that really thanks Hashem for everything that we are, because we are thanking Hashem for our guf.